This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Midway through May, yes we are, and boy has it been an interesting journey, my friends, through the spring. How are you? Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. So it still is about debt ceiling and the big warning, more of that to kick off the week. What happens if we hit the debt limit? What does it mean for some families? Because there's a lot of conversation about, oh, is some of this exaggerated, or what does it really mean, and who will it really hit? Well, we have the scoop on that, so we're going to talk about that. And then, sad story, 3 dead, 9 injured in New Mexico. It's shooting. Here we go again. And in this case, I spent some time as an anchor person when I first got out of school in Albuquerque, New Mexico, not too far from Farmington, New Mexico, a nice community. This happened at about 11 a.m. 4 police officers responded to a bunch of calls of gunshots in this small city. It's about 200 miles north of Albuquerque. And the police chief said the officers found and fatally shot an 18-year-old shooter, killing him. So once again, a teenage suspect was the one who was out there and then was ultimately taken out by the police. They said it was a chaotic scene, as he had killed 3 people before he was confronted, and all together there were 9 people that were injured. They're still trying to pull this apart and figure out what some of this is. And it was, once again, an AR-style rifle that he used. It's the 225th mass shooting in the United States so far this year. That's what's so scary to me. It's not a statistic that we're talking about, well, this is throughout the whole year and a half, this is out through 3 years. No, no, no. We're talking about we're midway through May. And what is a mass shooting? Somebody had this conversation with me today, actually a friend of mine who used to be a cop. And a mass shooting, you know, you're talking about 4 or more people are shot or killed, and it doesn't even include the shooter. So the shooting led to lockdowns in multiple schools because right away that's what the police called for. And it was considered obviously a crisis. And the concern is, what was the reason? What are we looking at here? And that, like I said, is the investigation, the motive, trying to piece it together, look at the evidence, figure out what that motive is. It's the giant question mark half the time that hangs in the air that can't be answered. So very sad to hear that story to start off the week, not even before noon on a Monday. In the meantime, like I said, there is so much conversation about the debt ceiling, and because of where we are in time, we are getting much, much closer to what would be June 1st. So is June 1st the hard deadline? Because initially there was thoughts that, okay, this might happen in the fall. I mean, maybe it's the fall. Is that a possibility, or is definitely the first, the actual crisis will smash us right in the face on June 1st? And the answer is, to me, the more that I look and have conversations and dig around about this, it really is June 1st, barring some kind of weird push-pull that changes that, which means some way to pay the debt, which means lifting the debt ceiling. So that's what we're talking about now at this point. And what does it mean? You have the House Speaker Kevin McCarthy saying on Monday there's been no progress on the talks ahead of a meeting with Biden on Tuesday at the White House. We're pushing closer and closer to that legal borrowing limit. So it will mean that many of you who get checks, maybe Social Security checks, you could be talking about those checks being late. And then what the problem is with that is, I've said this before, you all know it, there is no IOUs. Hey, I'm waiting for my check. Not usually. You don't get that. You don't get those extra days because there's some sort of a problem with the money flowing in, even though it's affecting so many people. So an increase in the debt limit, by the way, wouldn't authorize new federal spending, would only allow for borrowing to pay for what Congress has already approved. So there is significant risk of default sometime in the first 2 weeks of next month. The flow will stop. Right now, with the extraordinary measures, there is a chance of that push, which would mean, if you do the math, June 15th probably could finance through then. Probably. But then we're out of cash, basically. And then out of cash means those IOUs. And whether it's a handful of people or five dozen handfuls of people, there are people that will be heavily affected by this. So what's this proposal going to be? Is what's going to happen? Is there something that can, some programs that can come to a compromise here? Or no, is there just absolutely no room for negotiating? $31 trillion, the debt limit has to be lifted, as it has been done countless times, or not, to allow borrowing to pay already accrued bills. If not, then we default. And then what does it mean? Out of cash, not paying it. And then we hurl ourselves also in a situation where the credit rating gets knocked down one more time. Not good, right? Not good, because ultimately that affects us in the future. We haven't talked much lately about this, but I got a couple of emails asking about, okay, where are we with Russia and Ukraine? A Russian missile killed four people and hit a hospital. Boy, you hate hearing stories like this, but it's all too familiar. And this happened on Monday. It attacked a frontline city. It was one of a wave of strikes that hit 57 residential buildings in 13 different locations. It's almost a miraculous thing that only four people, sounds weird to say, died, because so much more were even vulnerable in these spots. And you know, you've got Russia's ally, China, trying to act sort of as a peace broker. They sent an envoy to Kyiv this week, and Zelensky came up with new packages of military aid on weekend visits to France and Germany. We're still in the thick of this. That's the answer to all the questions that I've gotten recently in the mailbag. It doesn't look like there's any end in sight whatsoever in the matter of Russia withdrawing from Ukraine and Ukraine doing everything it can to amp up its firepower and its way to protect what is there in many, many of these cities. It's getting those attack drones and it's being able to fight back against the Russians on the front lines and everywhere else in between. All right, coming up next, much more as we go to odds and ends on the flip side.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Swimsuit issue for Sports Illustrated, and proving you're never too old if you think you got it and the lens likes you. Martha Stewart is on one of the Sports Illustrated covers. They have four different covers, and she's actually one of the 28 women, period, in the magazine for the annual swimsuit issue. You heard me say she's 81. She's the oldest Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover ever. And I have to say, I saw the cover. I mean, of course, the story's all over the place. And it looks good, guys. I mean, she does. She looks good in the shot they have of her. And it's interesting because she's been asked about work. How come she hasn't had work done or something like this? You know, meaning plastic surgery. And you can tell she hasn't had plastic surgery, at least from my point of view and looking at her in this shot. And so how about that? She said it was very odd to be in, you know, changing into 9 different bathing suits, being swept up to this island. But she was asked about it and then paused for a second and said, yeah, why not? I am confident enough to try new things no matter what stage of life you're in. That's how I roll. And she went to the Dominican Republic. So imagine that. She's like, with all these, let's face it, really super smoking hot young models for the most part. And she looks great in, you know, in this cover. I'll be curious what happens with the swimsuit editions, right? Because you have Kim Petraeus, you have Megan Fox, and you have a model, Brooks Nader. So you have a recording artist, an actor, and a model. The red carpet where they make a big deal about the Sports illustrated swimsuit issue, because, of course, that's what you do, will happen on Thursday in New York, and then the magazine will be on the newsstands on Friday. But pretty interesting. 81 years old, and you can tell, like I said, you can tell that, yes, there's some light makeup on her, but she does not have that pulled-looking face, that cat face or whatever you want to call it. And it's really wild, right? I'm thinking, Don Lemon, eat your heart out, where he's saying women are not in their prime. He was making that comment about Nikki Haley. Once you hit 50, forget it. And then we know the rest of the story there. Ultimately, he gets fired from CNN. And it almost just seems like ever since he made that comment, you have women who are older, like you have women in their 60s winning Academy Awards. You have her on the cover of Sports Illustrated, and pretty interesting because we really do live in a society where youth is push. If you look at a lot of the magazine covers, and this certainly goes away from that now, it mentioned they have four different covers, which is what they've done before, where you pick multiple people and you put multiple people on it. But how interesting the direction they decided to go in. So good for Martha Stewart. So she already had her trip to the Dominican Republic. She doesn't need to take a trip anywhere on Memorial Day weekend. But maybe you are planning to do that. I said this was odds and ends. It is the unofficial start of the summer, and it's just a couple weeks away. At airports, they think it's going to be busier than it was in 2019, pre-pandemic. They can already tell by the forecasts of the amounts of tickets that have been sold. The automotive and trip planning group, they think 42.3 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more from home over the holiday weekend. That's a 7% increase over 2022, or give or take 2.7 million people. And this summer travel is expected to be up as well, because now we're getting further away from the pandemic. But remember, last summer was really trying. You had cancellations, delays, all kinds of problems. And you can't stop the weather. So weather is always going to be a factor. What about air traffic control staff? Are there enough? And then the airline operations itself, there's a lot that you can't control. And I've said this many times as somebody who has traveled a lot and got caught in all of that when that started to happen. You just have to be prepared because you can't control it. So what is your plan B and what is your plan C? And you just go and you make sure you have all the numbers for the places that you need to call, and you're not fumbling around in frustration trying to figure that out, because everybody else is doing the same thing if there are a lot of cancellations. Now, what about gas? So car travel. On Friday, heading into the weekend, the national average price for regular gas was $3.54 compared to $4.41 a year ago. So that's pretty significant. And I know you're not shocked by this, but what's the worst time to be on the roads? I'm sure in my history of my life, I've definitely been caught up in Memorial Day traffic. 3 to 6 p.m. on Friday afternoon. And then coming back, people are going to push it as long as they can. Monday from like noon to 3, probably the worst times to be on the road. So if you can travel earlier, just beat that traffic, it's probably less frustrating. And it depends on where you are, right? Maybe a stay vacation is the best. So guess what? You save some money. You figure out cool things you can do that aren't going to break the bank. And you don't have to have a meltdown when you're traveling someplace. And anything to prevent that meltdown, I think, is the best. So just push it a week or two out, or do it at some other time. But because so many people have those extra days off, that's why. That's the thing with holidays. If you work what I call a regular job, then you get those days, and you get paid days, or people in your world get them. So you're trying to make that effort to stack up to see family members or friends or whatever it is, and you can take those days. That's what I think part of the problem is. That's what people are trying to do, and I don't blame them. Leverage or maximize that. There's nothing maximizing about earthquakes. Two earthquakes happen 1 second apart on different faults, really jostling San Diego County. It happened on Sunday, and according to the U.S. Geological Survey, it just produced light shaking in the county. So the first quake was 3.4. It hit at a weird time, right, just after 5 o'clock. And that was about 5 miles west-southwest of Tecate, you know the beer, Tecate, Mexico. And then 15 miles west-southwest of Campo. And it was followed by another 3.6 quake 23 miles southwest of Progreso, Mexico. And those are right around that U.S.-Mexico border. But definitely people could feel it in California. And I looked at some of the aftermath, and I looked at some of the video that people had, where video, they had like a Ring camera or video, they were videoing something and they kept the camera on, and you could see that you could see shaking, definitely. You could see that there was some shaking that happened, and people could definitely feel it in some way. The good news is it happened at a time when people are generally, I'm going to say generally, awake and out there doing whatever it is they're doing, eating dinner, running around, whatever they might be doing, versus in the middle of the night. If it happens in the middle of the night, to me, that is the absolute scariest, because you're fumbling around trying to figure out, even if you live there, and I lived in California, so I was warned about that, and you know that can happen at any time. You know, are you prepared for that? And then if power gets knocked out, and then the rest, and you're trying to see, and you can't see, and it's and luckily you have that, if you have one of those phones that has the light on it, you flip that on. But I think it's much scarier, just like I believe the same thing with tornadoes or any kind of weather that happens in the middle of the night, because you're barely there. You might be passed out asleep or whatnot, and you're barely there, and it really jolts you. Oh, it really jolts you when that happens. All right, we have a full mailbag. I already mentioned some of what you wanted to know about in the mailbag. And there's a couple other things, including Durham ending their investigation of the FBI's Russia investigation with a lot of criticism, but no new charges. What did we find out? You had some thoughts on that. We're going to the mailbag next.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. A report from Special Counsel John Durham accuses the FBI of a double standard for the way they aggressively handled ties between Russia and the 2016 presidential campaign of Donald Trump, then soft-pedaled similar claims about foreigners seeking influence over Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. The long-awaited 306-page report says the FBI's handling of the Trump-Russia probe was deeply flawed. Still no closer as the debt limit deadline approaches. That's the word from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
We just watched the CBO come out and say we're $100 billion further in debt. Seems more like we want to default than a deal.
He said he believes a deal must be reached by this weekend to raise the debt ceiling in order for there to be enough time for it to pass through Congress. Consumer debt has hit a record in the first quarter of this year. The New York Federal Reserve says consumer debt is now more than $17 trillion, with total borrowing rising $150 billion. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get the mail, man.
Far in the mailbag, I always say it, but it is so true. You have any thoughts? Let them flow. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com 24/7. So let's hit it. This one from Joe saying, oh, so not surprised. It seems like something we hear over and over again. There's always a long investigation and maybe a few criticisms, but nothing seems to come out of some of the special counsels that dig deeper into campaigns or the Russia question or whatever it might be. So I wasn't stunned, Kate, when I heard about John Durham and his report and the fact that there doesn't seem to be any real conclusion with this. Yeah, finally, all of a sudden, it just kind of dropped out of thin air, right? It's sort of like we forgot about it because it's been so long. And what the report does say is it does criticize the FBI for investigating the campaign based on what Durham called raw, unanalyzed, and uncooperated intelligence. And I don't know. So this goes back to the Justice Department, the FBI, and the debate as whether it's politicized, you think, I don't know. And the whole thing was, he was actually tapped in 2019 by President Trump's Attorney General William Barr to reexamine how government agents looked for possible links between the Trump campaign and the Russian efforts to intervene in the presidential election. So the report comes back almost 4 years, people, to the day since that assignment, and doesn't really, what does it tell us? From what I can see, and this is going to take a while to go through everything, there's nothing that's pointing to anything that's going to lead to any kind of prosecutions or anything that some people thought would happen, like the Democrats were saying, this is going to be that Durham is going to uncover the crime of the century. No, but guess how much it cost you and I? Because we fund these things, believe it or not, $6.5 million. So on Monday, the former president claimed victory, posting on social media that the report showed the American public was scammed, just as it's being scammed right now by those who don't want to see greatness for America. That's what Trump said. Much of that, I'm not going to go too deep on this, Joe, but much of what the FBI described by the report was previously known and was denounced already by another Justice Department Inspector General. So, and in Durham's thing, he just says that they rushed to investigate Trump in a case that they were calling Crossfire Hurricane, and that it was sufficiently deficient. There wasn't enough there. There wasn't enough evidence there. So you know what this feels like to me? Remember the whole Mueller thing? I remember I would come on the air and I'd say, Russia, 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 because that's all that everybody's talking about. And not a damn thing came out of that. And so here we go. More money. $6.5 million to investigate this. And no one's going to jail. And so far, nobody has landed in any kind of trouble. There hasn't been anything specific. I mean, he's the longest-serving special counsel. Wow. All right, let's move on to Max, who had nothing to do with that, didn't ask any questions about that. He said, Kate, I saw this wild thing about Tom Hanks. I guess he was being asked about movies in the future, and he said, and I guess I never thought about this, that you can bet that he'll be in movies long after he's dead because of artificial intelligence and the way it is quickly affecting the movie business. You know what? It makes sense, right? Of course. If you have the likeness, if you have the ability to do that, I guess a lot of these Hollywood, especially superstar people like a Tom Hanks would be, are trying to work out how to deal with technology and the recreations, the digitally recreated, you know, characters. And so he said,
he's a groovy swinging guy with a rock and roll banjo band. talking, and it wasn't an earthquake. I don't know what happened, but I was talking about AI, so it could have been something to do with AI. But there are a lot of questions about what does that mean for the future. And then I got an email from Jimmy, who asked what's happening along the southern border after Title 42 was lifted. And it's interesting because I expected the surge. I know I talked to people that I know, a reporter friend of mine who turned Border Patrol agent, and in El Paso, especially in Juarez, they were already seeing problems there. So they do have a lot to deal with already on their plate, but they're not seeing quite the amount that they thought would happen, that there'd be this incredible amount of people that would try to come through. So is it a waiting game? What is it? Because we certainly have enough people down at the border to try and help for fear that it would be just too overwhelming. And I guess that's a good thing to be better prepared for it. It's not that people aren't coming through. It's just the amount of people that was expected is not quite the amount that happened. So that's one of those stay tuned, because I think we're not done at this point. All right, this one is from Dan, and Dan says, Kate, it is so incredibly sad what we keep seeing with these mass shootings, the latest one in New Mexico. It seems like every day I'm just bracing myself. I've got a couple of kids. Myself, which sounds ridiculous to hear, where is the next shooting happening? And it's such a tragedy. Something has to be done to solve this problem, this dilemma that we're having in this country. And, I am all about the Second Amendment, but I am not about not banning assault weapons. I say, why can't we ban assault weapons? Look, I'm a hunter. I've taught my kids how to shoot. I have guns. I legally have guns, and I believe in that right. But I don't think that we have to have assault weapons and have kids that are 18 and 19 getting those assault weapons and then suddenly popping up and using them in a mall situation, in a church situation, in a school situation, or whatever happens to be next. So I, for one, a card-carrying NRA member, Second Amendment rights person, believe that this is the direction that we need to go in. Well, you know what? There's more call for that, but getting the actual vote seems really incredibly difficult, and part of that goes back to that Second Amendment and not wanting to tip over the apple cart. But I think there's going to be much more serious discussion about it because of what continually happens, and stay tuned for watching. I mean, hopefully no more, but every time I say that, we have something else that happens, and then we're sitting here trying to figure out what was the motivation. So it's very, very, very scary, and it always seems to be the same weapon of choice that seems to keep happening, because there's so much ammunition and the ability to, let's face it, maim and kill that many more people, right? So once again, remember, you can send me your thoughts in the mailbag, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books just $29.99, click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's disappointment for people who were rooting for the 76ers. They go down in flames at the hands of the Boston Celtics. Wow, they have the MVP, and they can't seem to get it together where they close the deal and move on in the playoffs. So there are a lot of people, as you can imagine, in Philadelphia that are furious over the 76ers. Now they know how the people in Phoenix feel after had looked so good in the regular season. I've talked a lot about the fact that I'm updating my book, Invade the Man Cave, and I've had a lot of you ask me about Invade the Man Cave and what I talk about in the Man Cave. And one of the things that I talk about is our greatest horse races, the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont Stakes, which is called the Triple Crown. And we just went through the Kentucky Derby, right? We had a 15-1 long shot Mage who won, and it's been called the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. Well, now at Churchill Downs, which is so sad. I mean, this track created in the 1800s by Colonel Lewis Clark, not officially incorporated as Churchill Downs until 1937. Again, all the history of the people in Kentucky certainly know that. And now they're dealing with the horror of yet another horse that dies at Churchill Downs. So that makes 8 horses that now have died mysteriously. A couple of them happened on Derby Day. I say mysteriously, different things happened, but it's so odd to have that many horses. And you can bet, I mean, there's investigations that are happening, but very sad to see this. And of course it puts a spotlight on the sport that desperately needs its fans and has fans But because of this, there are so many people that say, well, see, this is what the problem is with horse racing. So I think one of the saddest things happening is to first of all, to have so many horses at once have that happen. Of course, there's always that possibility. But to have that many in such a short amount of time is so outrageous. And of course, like I said, shines a light on what's happening in the sport and what happens to the horses and the humanitarian or humane side, I guess, of what all of that, you know, what all of that means. In baseball, and I talk about baseball a lot as well in Invade the Man Cave, the Sports Secrets Guys Wish You Knew, I talk about spring training, and we are so far from spring training now, and you see things that are emerging like the Rays in Tampa with 31 wins, beating the Yankees, splitting the series 2 games apiece, but beating the Yankees 8-7 on Sunday to keep that historic run going. I mean, they are tearing it up. But as we know in history, just because you win so many of the regular season games, which helps when you get into the playoffs to put you in that position, it doesn't guarantee that once you get there, you're going to beat everybody else, because there's, first of all, now there's more teams that get into the playoffs. But once you get in the playoffs, it's like a completely second season. But we are so far away from that second season as we watch the NBA wind down and the NHL get ready to ultimately have its Stanley Cup winner. And then we head into the mini camps, which are already happening in the NFL, coming off of the draft. And of course, with the NFL, then you officially would have the training camps that will swing open. And there's so much conversation about now even Tom Brady, who's out of the game and not going to be in the booth until 2024. There is the possibility that he's going to own a piece of the Raiders in Vegas, which I was so surprised to hear that, but maybe I shouldn't have been surprised, because there was even rumors when he hadn't retired that maybe that was one of the teams that he would end up playing for. So perhaps Mark Davis, there's some kind of a deal going on there with Mark Davis. And Vegas has become the place to relocate. So after the Oakland Raiders eventually made Las Vegas their home, and it's on the heels of the Golden Knights way before that for the first NHL team, now you've got the word that the Oakland A's are going to be in Vegas. They're going to move to Vegas. So I wonder how purists feel about that in Oakland, because Oakland loses yet another professional team, and it's going to be right on the strip where they're intending to build the stadium. Is going to be right on the strip. And I guess the part of the thought is it's entertainment. Even people maybe that aren't, you pull people from California if they want to come and see what was the Oakland A's, just like the Raiders. But you'll pull people from Vegas, but you also pull visitors in who like the idea of going to a game, especially in the right kind of atmosphere, which is different when you go and see any kind of a professional sport that isn't boxing, because boxing, traditionally so much boxing happened in Vegas. But when you go and see a sport like baseball, which you're not talking about the minor leagues anymore, you're talking about a professional team, then whoever it is that they're playing would be a drawing card for, it's brilliant in a way, be a drawing card for the opposing teams. So if you were a Yankee fan or a Red Sox fan or, any name the team, and that was part of their schedule, you could go and make the plans to go to Vegas. And I think that's also an appealing tactic for the Oakland A's, who have had fierce fans, but have had years where they're trying to attract a bigger fan base. And how do you get those guaranteed fans? And part of that is, of course, the lure of Vegas, without a doubt. what a difference in going to see a baseball game. I think in Las Vegas, especially if it's, like I said, you're the opposing team and it's your team, it would be fun because then you could combine the whole thing. I mean, they just keep figuring out ways to pull more people into Sin City. And this is just another tactic, another way, I think, to do it. And they'll have the facility. And Oakland didn't have that stadium. Way back in the 70s, they had that stadium. And, of course, before that, and pulling people in with some incredible players and some of the runs that they made in the playoffs. And, you know, we know this through Moneyball, with some of the things that Billy Beane did to make that team better. And then some of the, like I said, some of the exciting players that have gone through there. But now in the idea of really creating a mega fan base, it is just an absolute stroke of brilliance to do that, to get people interested that way, to get people to want to come, the relocation and the value of these teams, especially when you're talking about Major League Baseball team or when you're talking about an NFL team. There's no question about that. Mark Davis, that was the move that he made, knowing full well the backing he was going to get, and also realizing if they had a decent team, but just in the lure of pulling people in, they had a great chance to make that really work. Over the weekend, Jason Day wins a tournament. He hadn't won on the PGA Tour in a while, and he's a fan favorite, and what a big check for him. Over $1.7 million plus dollars for winning the, what I call still the Byron Nelson tournament that I had the pleasure of playing in the media tournaments year after year when I lived in Dallas, Texas. And like I said, he's a fan favorite. So there was a lot of excitement for him coming up the 18th and winning that tournament. So congratulations to him. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Nathan Reeder for his excellent work on the technicals, especially when we're scrambling. Good job. Be safe, be sane, be happy, my friends. This is the way.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.